Good People, Bad Things is a new one-man show about evil. It opens this Thursday, October 18th, at the Rudolph Rocker Center in Winnipeg. The play is written and will be performed by local actor, writer, and activist Daniel Thawaleff, and is directed by Chris Gerard Pinker. Daniel joins me now in the studio to talk about Good People, Bad Things. Welcome, Daniel.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for having me on the show.
I'm really interested about what you're doing with the play, because it is a comedy, but it's a comedy about evil. What is so funny about evil?
I know, isn't it? Yeah, I guess it's the, our starting point for this show is Hannah Arendt and her book about Adolf Eichmann, in which she coins the expression, the banality of evil. And once we start investigating that and the sort of, is this crazy, is this normal? And once we get into the normalcy of atrocities, really, you know, big and small, there's a sort of an irony that can't help being funny at times.
And are you finding that there's challenges for you in, you know, you're dealing with issues like Eichmann and the Holocaust and tragedies and trying to keep that funny without, you know, belittling the tragedy?
Yeah, I think it's gonna, well, I mean, no, that's, I mean, I'm not worried about belittling the tragedy. I think that's not the risk here. That's just because, you know, that's not how I roll. But the question of how it's going to be funny, I think is going to depend a lot on who's in the room. And in a sense, I was chatting with Al Ray yesterday, who's a comedian and writer, and he's going to be moderating this panel for us, about it's sort of like you need a certain amount of agreement on things in order for them to be funny. And we're talking about completely controversial things, so there won't be any agreement. So who knows? I mean, it's sort of, I feel like, and it's hard to say from the inside, I feel like a lot of the style is kind of influenced by stand-up comedians, George Carlin, Bill Hicks, those are sort of the main ones. And I mean, Spalding Gray, I guess we wouldn't really call what he does comedy, but there's something about being the one person up in front of a room of people who are listening to you, and you want to make them laugh and you want to entertain them. And the entertaining them thing I've got down, but again, I think it depends also how open people are to these ironies, because they're horrible. It's absolutely horrible. You know, I think it's a lot, you know, if this is our big question, is this crazy? Is this normal? And, you know, we're talking about Eichmann and the Holocaust. We're talking about the Israeli treatment of the Palestinian people, however, whatever words you want to use to characterize that or not use. We're talking about an abusive relationship, which is, it's a very sort of much smaller scale story, and it's sort of the heart of the piece in a lot of ways. And I think it would be more comfortable with all of these to say, well, this is crazy. These are sick, pathological people who do these kinds of things, you know, not like us, who are normal and nice and good people. And so, you know, when we get into the details of how normal things like genocide can actually be, I think it's both funny and like even more horrifying, even more horrific, because then our own actions are drawn into question, and our own responsibility, and like also like what do we do, you know, where do we begin, what do we do about all this?
The title is Good People, Bad Things. And it makes me wonder, you know, when we talk about in society, whether we put too much blame on people for actions rather than, you know, groups or all of us. But do you think that that's something that also you see too much of in theater, that there's, you know, an evil person, not evil things or evil events?
you know, there's blame and there's responsibility, and it's like the sort of like, well, oh no, you know, it was the punting off the responsibility on systems is both true and kind of passing the buck, right? I mean, this was one of Eichmann's. I was a cog in a system. I didn't do anything. It was somebody else would have done it, which is true. And yet you did something, right? I mean, wait a sec, you know, you did something here. And so let's get at what. Is it something that happens too much in theater? I mean, in theater, which is a concentrated sort of reality, you can only have systems to an extent. And it's a place where the human in it all comes out. I mean, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, The Crucible. You know, these are sort of very human manifestations of oppressive systems, which I think is great, because we do. I mean, we are all in our circumstances, and some people have more choice than others, and some people have more freedom than others, and some people have more responsibility than others. But you know, within the circumstances we find ourselves, we do have choices, right? And we have responsibility for that. So hopefully theater is a good place at getting at that. And this, I mean, the one-man show medium is kind of a mix, right? Because it's much less sort of the scenes playing themselves out and the audience sitting and watching. And in this case, there's a lot of ideas. There's a sort of dialogue of ideas, and it's more like the audience and the performer, myself, are sort of on the same side of the fourth wall, to use a word that gets used in theater, looking in and trying to figure out what are these people doing here, and why, and is this normal, what could they be doing, you know, like that. Or I mean, we're all sort of outside and inside of that wall as we sort of grapple with these themes.
I wanted to talk about one of the events associated with the performance, and that's the panel that you're putting on the 27th, Saturday,
yeah,
the 27th.
Yeah, this is going to be so good.
And I'm interested in it because I think we've spoken before with your work with Israeli Apartheid Week, and I know you are involved in solidarity work in the Middle East. So I'm interested in how, you know, you're putting together this panel and how it will be, you know, for people who are interested in the play but also interested in activism. What will they get from that?
Yeah, well, I guess this is the panel's going to be moderated by Al Ray, who's a comedian, writer. Writer on Little Mosque on the Prairies and Little Mosque on the Prairie, and the director of the Winnipeg Comedy Festival, and also a very, you know, well-read and well-informed guy. And on the panel we'll have Bilan Arte from University of Manitoba Students Union, Brian Latour, who's also worked on Israel Apartheid Week, Ken Kalternick, a longtime labor activist, and David Pankratz of Mennonite Central Committee. So again, it's sort of experimenting with a more sort of traditional activist-y panel kind of thing. And the panel's called Goyim in Solidarity. People who are neither Jews nor Palestinians who've worked on Middle East peace work, and what that's like for people who aren't, you know, in sort of the primary two groups, however these two groups are defined, what kind of challenges there are, and so we're going to keep it sort of a light conversation, but also hear people's stories and hear people's experiences, and also, you know, we wanted to do something that's related to the play, but not exactly, you know, not quite as literally related to the play. You know, the discussion won't mostly be about the play. We'll be hearing their experiences as well, possibly tied into the play. And it'll be Saturday the 27th in the Rocker, of course, the third floor of 91 Albert, where the play is. And I figure people can come to the play at 2 o'clock. We have a 2 o'clock matinee and stay for the panel. Or they could come to the panel at 3:15 and then go to Mondragon for dinner or something, you know, if you want, and then come back and see the show at 8 o'clock.
Well, that sounds great. Yeah. And thank you very much for coming in here today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on the show.
I've been speaking to Daniel Thawalef about the play Good People, Bad Things, and it opens this Thursday, that's October 18th, at the Rudolf Rocker Center, and that's at 91 Albert Street. And there's more information, as Daniel said, at movingtargettheater.com. And you're listening to Mud and Water on CKW 95.9 FM.